Hi, my name is Kelly Normando, and currently I live in Henniker. However, tomorrow we're closing on a property at 56 Sanborn Road in Concord, New Hampshire. Currently at that property, there is the existing power line. So we know what we're getting. However, we're not really sure what's coming down the pike. The property that we're purchasing is a horse farm. It's been mine and my sister's dream forever to own and operate a horse farm. I currently work at a local farm here in town, Gelinas Farm, and now I, due to the economy and somebody else's misfortune, are purchasing this foreclosed property. We're not really sure what's going to be happening since it runs through the 9 acres of our pasture land, and it's of great concern since it's already existing. What are the rights of people who own properties such as this that already have the power lines there, where we can't really put a stop to something coming through the land that's already there? But how are these towers that are going to be 130 feet tall, how are they going to impact the livestock that we have, the safety for the people that will be boarding their horses with us? The as Mr. Bartlett was just talking about, the impact that it will have on his cows, how about the horse situation? The only reason that I even know anything about this is because of the 107.7 Pulse radio station. And I don't know if any of you listen to Bulldog Brian Tilton, but I urge you to do so, because he puts the interests of the state of New Hampshire and the people that live here on the forefront. And I thank you very much for doing so on a daily basis. And like everybody else was talking about earlier, I didn't even know there was already a corridor through the state of Vermont. And so, since everybody's all about recycling, why can't we just go through there that's already there? It just seems like a no-brainer. And if the old man of the mountain was still with us, he would probably jump to his demise at the thought of this project going through. So just say no.